Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, if you're headed out this morning, be extra careful, especially eastern New York, western New England, and certainly to the north of Albany. Getting some snow this morning, mixing in even with some rain and light freezing rain at times expected today. And you know what that means, not only difficulties on the roads, but even walking out the door.
That's right, David. And it's the Christmas holidays, and therefore a lot of people are going to be on the roads. And we can only pray that people will take it easy and forbear a trip that you don't have to take if you don't have to take it. And by the way, I want to wish you and all of our wonderful listeners Merry Christmas. Now, I know there are those people who say you should never say Merry Christmas. You should only say Happy Holidays. Wrong. You were very good. You kept saying Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners, Kwanzaa, and everything else that comes into play here. But it is a Christmas season, and I think sometimes we go way too far on this political correctness. So to you, David, and your wonderful family, I want to say Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Alan. And of course, back at you with the Happy Hanukkah for the season. We, of course, can't miss the top story in most of the major papers today, which is the United Nations rebuke over Jerusalem. 128-9 vote. Alan, your thoughts this morning?
Well, this is not good for the United States' relationship with the other countries of the world. And we saw one of the highest-ranking people in the United States government in previous administrations, Mr. Brennan, suggesting that this is the work of a narcissistic bully. Those may not have been his exact words, but there are ways to negotiate with other people in the world. And by saying, you know, we're taking names and you're not going to get any more money from us and the rest of it, it sets up a paradigm which is not helpful for the United States. We know that. The repercussions of this are going to be felt for a long, long time.
Well, it won't be that long a time until election year coming up in 2018. And the headline in the Times, GOP wins on tax cuts, but faces a brutal election year.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. Every poll that is coming out now shows the generic poll, which always says, do you favor the Republicans or the Democrats in these House races? They come out wildly in favor of the Democrats. Nevertheless, there's an awful lot of gerrymandering that has been going on, particularly in states with Republican legislatures, where they make it very, very hard for Democrats to win. I suspect what's happening here is that if what we saw in the very small elections, the relatively small elections this year, hold over until the 2018 season, it's going to be a rout for the Democrats. And it's very possible that they will, even with the gerrymandered legislatures, take over both houses of Congress. I'm not saying it's going to happen because, you know, it's always difficult. Incumbency is very, very strong. But a lot of people are heading for the hills and quitting. And this may be one of those cyclical times, and they are cyclical, in which in a by-election, the president is often rebuked. And that seems to be what is going on right now. Now, I can only say that things change and they change fast.
Included in the tax cut plan was the rescinding of the mandate for so-called Obamacare. And there's a story today about Obamacare signups being stronger.
A lot of people are signing up for Obamacare, despite the fact that the president clearly is trying to cut the guts out of it. And that's interesting because you don't see that much in the contemporary media about it. And yet somehow the word gets out, hey, you're going to get screwed if you don't sign up for this thing and you better do it now. And people are doing it, including a lot of young people. So it is interesting that there is a sort of contemporary wisdom about what you should do that transcends what we see in the media.
Finally, Alan, Andrew Cuomo of New York is proposing early voting as part of his State of the State address. No-brainer?
You know, Democrats have always been for expanding the franchise, good for them, be it motor voter or registering by mail or voting by mail or early voting or voting on more than one day. Because the idea is the more people you're getting voting, the more of a democracy you have. Traditionally, the Republicans have always been against it. They've always argued that it's the sanctity of the ballot box, that there'll be false voting. Now, Andrew Cuomo may have his own political motives, let's face it. He's got a problem with his contemporary left in his party, and these are the kinds of things you say when you are courting that group.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. everyone out there have a wonderful holiday, and certainly those that celebrate. Merry Christmas, Alan, you and Roselle and family. Be safe. I'm off for a week, and I'll be back in the new year.
And we'll be waiting for you when you get back, David.